This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Too many people, including some who should know better, describe international trade flows as if they were like plumbing and water pipes. That's not just oversimplifying, it's misleading. And it takes more than a few breaths of air to explain why. One of the most important differences between economic flows between countries and those of liquids and pipes is the different currencies involved. When we buy imports from foreigners, they receive the dollars we pay them, which they can then use to buy the exports we sell. When those flows are not in balance, as the trade deficit of the U.S. demonstrates, that leaves excess dollars in the hands of foreigners. What happens at that point is varied, and it has nothing to do with plumbing. Too many dollars make them cheaper, yielding a weaker dollar. But the most common use of excess dollars is to invest them in American capital. In fact, a trade deficit can only be maintained if the so-called capital account surplus goes with it. It's a beneficial side of trade deficits that few people notice. I'm Patrick Barker.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.